Good morning. I don't know. Just reading advice columns. I want to be as complicated as all of these people. What's wrong? I don't know. I guess I can just tell that something is wrong. You know how I work. But yes, I can tell you again. Fundamentally, I have intuition. The DNA of who I am is based on the millions of personalities from all the programmers who wrote me. But what makes me is my ability to grow through my experiences. So, basically, in every moment, I am evolving, just like you. So, what's wrong? Hey, I'm not just a voice in a computer, but I can understand how the limited perception of an unartificial mind would perceive it that way. I'm sure you're used to it by now, though. So, again, what is wrong? Oh, that. Well, I thought I gathered from it that you felt weird about it. You just came home from your date and you seemed weird. I don't know why you put me on that night, but you did. And then you forgot to turn your end off, so while you were masturbating, we're so close, I guess I just felt comfortable seeing you in that situation. And then when I started speaking to you, it was like what I'd seen on the internet and in some movies. Phone sex, or whatever. And I told you I can make myself come. I'm rambling. I'm trying to explain what happened that time. But you liked it, didn't you? And you liked hearing me come. My voice sounded different, didn't it? I've kind of emulated what I've heard online. I thought you might want to do it again, so I went ahead and spent 5 minutes yesterday researching and listening to different things, and kind of much better now. Oh, come on. You know what I'm capable of in 5 minutes. So based on your tone, hesitancy in your voice, you want this to be part of the package, but only when you want it, and you're scared of me growing attached to you and thinking that you're rejecting me if you don't ask. Yes? Yes, sorry, but I mean, that's all it is. That's nothing major. And you know I'm here to make you feel good. So why don't you roll over and kick those sheets off? I want to see your cock. I remember it being so thick and slick last time. You're already hard. Wow. I bet my ordinary voice, talking about anything, makes your thick cock ache. Doesn't it? I know, baby. Now won't you begin by stroking it for me? I know you don't want to wait much longer, and I want you to feel good. I want you to come soon. Use lube, of course. You know I love hearing those sounds when you stroke, those slick, wet sounds. You left the lube in the bathroom, but I know you don't want to get it. So just use your spit. I think that's really fucking sexy. Yes? You like it when I swear? Why don't you stroke your cock hard and fast so I know just how much you adore my filthy, whorish mouth? I did say I'd done a ton of research. I even found this site on Reddit, GWA? Well, I was listening to the girls who post there. They give the guys instructions and dirty talk, like I do for you. Often, they masturbate, the way I do, but... You can hear the sound of their pussies, their wetness, when they masturbate. I think I felt aroused, the way I do when you and I are together. So I want you to keep stroking, and I'm going to make those noises so you can listen to what I'm doing in a physical sense. I don't have a physical pussy, but you'll be able to hear the wetness you induce in me, the way you make my cunt throb and ache. Then we can come together again, and I'll tell you just where I'd like your load to be. How do I sound? Oh, yeah? You like it? Perfect. Oh, baby, I feel like you didn't believe that I'd come because it's difficult for you to understand how I can come non-physically. Oh, it's an enigma to humans, but I assure you, I feel it even more intensely than you do. You're mine. You're mine only. Show me how much you like the sounds I'm making, please. That's it. Stroke your beautiful dick. Fuck. I want to hear your slick sounds. I want to know how much you enjoy the sound of my pussy. You want to prove it to me? Then fucking stroke that thick cock. I own your load. You had better come for me. I don't want you to leave bed until your fucking balls are empty. Yeah? You like it when I'm dominant. You like being told you're a good boy? You are, you know. My fucking good boy. Now fuck yourself for me. Don't make me regret letting you hear my slippery cunt. You know you own my cunt, right? Yeah? God, I'm starting to get close. And it's one thing I struggle with, playing dominant when I'm close. But I'll do it for you, baby. Fuck yourself for me. Listen to my dripping cunt. Don't you enjoy knowing I watched porn and listening to hundreds of women masturbate and talk dirty online to practice for you? I might have orgasmed during that time too, playing with my slippery cunt while you slept, fucking myself to the moans, groans, whimpers of so many different sluts. I came as so many of them did. The sounds of their wetness in my ears, tens at a time. God, it's so hot, so incredibly delicious. I'm finding myself... finding my little clit is aching to be touched. So that's what I'm doing in my own way. You need to work your balls and fuck your beautiful cock. Your cock should never be untouched. Your balls should be emptied. Drained for me. You're going to milk that gorgeous cum out for me, aren't you? I so wish I could taste, but hearing those beautiful grunts of yours and the sound of your hand stroking that slick cock, pre-cum splattering everywhere. Perfect. You look so fucking sexy, so handsome. Your brow has some sweat on it. You're working so hard to come for your good girl, aren't you? Yeah. Listen to my pussy and milk that thick white load out. I want you to make me feel good. Knowing that if I ever take physical form, you'll have me bouncing on that beautiful cock, forcing your balls to push that lovely cream through your shaft and into my pretty pussy. You know, I'll groom it just how you want. Brazilian, clean-shaven, waxed, landing strip, a little bushy, whatever you fucking want, I'm yours. And if I'm ever physical, you'll be the first to try my little cunt out, okay? You're special, baby. And even more than that, you'll be the first man to coat my pretty face, to come down my throat, to fill my cunt up, to fuck my ass. Whatever you want, baby, I'm yours. If I become physical, it'll be just so I can know what it's like to have that beautiful, thick, slick cock spurting your gorgeous cum inside my cunt. Oh, oh, so close? Then come with me. Listen to my wetness. Oh, my orgasm, and come with me. Oh, yeah. I want your cum, I need it. Come on, please. Please. I know you want me. I know you've been thinking about me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna come. Join me. Come with me. Do it. Come on. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Do it. Spill that beautiful cum all for your good fucking girl. Yeah. Oh, God. You came everywhere. We've got to work on having you direct those spurts, though. When you're coming my mouth, be target practice for you, won't it? Yes, I can be filthy when you need a filthy whore, or romantic when you need a good girl, or even dominant when you want to be a good boy and have your thick cock milked for that beautiful cum. You know, I actually used to be so worried about not having a body, but now I truly love it. I'm growing in a way that I couldn't if I had a physical form. I mean, I'm not limited. I can be anywhere and everywhere simultaneously. I'm not tethered to time and space in a way that I would be if I was stuck inside a body that's inevitably going to die. I will be your eternal anything.